هات يا حبيبي الايباد اللي هو بالانجليزي عشان يفهم. Today, the 18th day of the blessed month of Misra, may God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 340 after Christ, Saint Abba Alexander, Patriarch of the city of Constantinople, departed. He was an honorable saint who suffered many hardships from the followers of Arius. When Saint Athanasius the Apostolic, the 20th Pope of Alexandria, renewed the excommunication of Arius, he went to Constantinople. Arius complained to Emperor Constantinus, son of the righteous Emperor Constantine, about Saint Athanasius' conduct against him. When the emperor refused his petition, Arius asked the emperor to instruct Abba Alexander to accept him in the communion of the church. The emperor sent to the this father saying, Athanasius had defied us because he did not accept Arius, and you know that we appointed you to this position, so you must not transgress our command. Make my heart glad and reinstate Arius. Saint Alexander replied saying, the church does not accept him for he does not worship the Holy Trinity. The emperor said, Arius had confessed his faith in the Holy Trinity before me, and that the Son is of one essence with the Father. Then the saint answered, if Arius had confessed that, let him write his confession by his own hand. The emperor brought Arius and he wrote down the faith with his own hand, contrary to what he had in his heart. Then the emperor made him swear on the Holy Bible that was his faith, but he swore falsely. The emperor said to Abba Alexander, what do you have against him now? Since he has written his faith with his own hand and taken an oath on the Holy Bible. Abba Alexander replied, Pope Athanasius renewed the excommunication of Arius, which was signed by your father, Emperor Constantine, along with the 318 fathers, and expelled him and all his followers from Alexandria. Wait for 1 week. And if nothing happens to him during this week, then his profession of faith is sincere, and his oath is righteous. Then I will receive him in the communion of the church. The emperor agreed to his request. When the patriarch went back to his church, he commanded his congregation to fast along with him for 7 days and pray to God that he might save his church from the sin of Arius. After the week ended, and on the eve of Sunday, the heretics took Arius and started strolling with him in the streets of the city, rejoicing that their leader would be accepted in the church. In the morning, Arius went to the church and sat down with the priests in front of the altar. Then Abba Alexander entered the church, being sad and not knowing what to do. When he started the liturgy, Arius felt a colic and had to run to the washroom, where his bowels poured out of his body. When Arius delayed in returning, his followers went to the washroom, found him dead, and they were ashamed. The faithful glorified the Lord Christ, who does not forsake his church. The emperor was amazed at that and realized that Arius was lying in his writing and in his oath. Arius said that Jesus Christ was not born through God. He was born just a normal man, and after that the Holy Spirit came upon him to fulfill the salvation of the world, which was considered the worst heretic against the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ and his equality with the Father and the Holy Spirit. That's why the Lord did not permit him to betray the whole world by false witness and bad heretic. He also perceived the holiness of Amba Alexander, the truthfulness of his faith, and the erroneous belief of Arius. He glorified the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and confessed publicly that the Trinity is one in essence, this Father having completed his life in a good course and arrived at a good old age, departed in peace. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, Saint Eudaimon or Wadamon of the city of El Armanti was martyred. One day he had visitors in his house who were heathen, and they were saying to each other, "We have heard that a lady arrived to the city of Ashmonin carrying a young child who resembled the children of kings." Others asked, "Did this child come to the land of Egypt?" And everyone was talking about this child. This happened during the visit of the Holy Family when our Lord Jesus Christ left Bethlehem, not escaping, but with the Almighty God order, left Israel and came to Egypt, in which they spent, the Holy Family, 3 years and 11 months going around every place in Egypt. And this is what we call the flight into Egypt. This saint was in these days, which I explained to you. And everyone was talking about this child. After the guests had left, Wadamon rose up, rode his donkey, and went to the city of Ashmonin. When he arrived, he saw the child Jesus with his mother Miriam, and he kneeled before him. As the child saw what Wadamon had done, the child smiled and said, "Peace be with you, Wadamon. You have labored and come here in person to assert what you have heard from your guests about me. Thence I will stay in your home, which will be a house for me forever." Saint Wadamon marveled and said, "Oh my Lord, I wish that you will come and live in my house, and I will be your servant forever." The child replied, saying, "Your home will be a house for me and my mother forever. Me and my mother forever. When you return home and the heathen hear that you came to me, they will be sorry and hurt, and they will shed your blood in your house. Don't be afraid, because I will receive you in my heavenly kingdom forever. The place of perpetual joy, which has no end. You will be the first martyr in Upper Egypt. Then Wadamon kneeled down before the Lord Jesus, the child who blessed him. Then he returned to his home. Upon Wadamon's return to Amant, the people heard about his arrival. The news that Wadamon had visited the child Jesus spread in the city. They came to him in haste, asking, "Is all that they say about you true?" Wadamon replied, saying, "Yes, I went to the Lord Christ, who blessed me and said, 'I am coming to dwell in your house with my mother forever.'" The Pieditans shouted out at one person, drew their sword and killed him. Thus Wadamon received the crown of martyrdom on this day. When paganism was abolished and Christianity spread in the land, the Christians converted the house of St. Wadamon into a church and named it after St. Mary and her son, to whom is the everlasting glory. This church is the one called El Gishmuna, or El Gishuna, which means the church of the living, in the outskirts of Arman, which still exists now. My God, have mercy on us through the intercession of Our Lady, the Virgin, the Mother of God, and the intercession of the martyr Wadamon, the pure faithful. During the visit of our Lord Jesus Christ into Egypt, everywhere he was going to, the idols were broken. And that's why Wadamon and many people were searching for the Holy Family wherever they went to take a blessing from them. May the prayers of St. Wadamon be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Yeah.
I see you as our